Blog Talk Radio.
To have an opportunity to come before you. Now, I am Dr. Lola Devine Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. And we have an awesome show planned for you tonight. But our brand is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country. So we appreciate you joining us. And we have a special guest that we're going to bring in probably about 3 or 4 minutes. But we want to make sure we introduce our individuals that play a major part with as our co-hosts and our experts. Also, I want to share some things with you. First of all, we'll be broadcasting. It's an attempt to do this, and I'm making the greatest effort, but I'm having some connection problems in one particular vehicle. But we're on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Smithway Production. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. We're also being broadcast on Twitter, a Periscope, which is Lorenza D. Smith, Lorenza D. Smith, and we're making a great effort. We keep hitting reconnect. It keeps saying reconnect on Facebook, so it's trying to pull Facebook in. We're going to let it continue to do what it's doing, but we're going to make it happen on Marvelous Monday. It's a special day because of the day God allows to see it to the point we are here at the 8 o'clock hour, which is a Central Standard Time, and a 9 o'clock hour in the Eastern Standard Time. So we are so excited. Now, our title for tonight's show is GoFundMe is not a retirement plan or a life insurance policy, part two. You know, we had part one previously. So we want to get a different point of view. We bring in a young man, going to share all those thoughts about exactly not only just being life insurance or just financial consultant. He's going to just share several things. As I told him, we do not have a process of interviewing people rapid fire. We allow them to be relaxed, calm, and share the thought and share what they want to share. Now, co-host and the special experts that be on the show might have questions, but we're going to allow you to talk for the time as I share with him. That's the way we do our thing. We make it do what it do around here. We're excited. Now, let's keep in mind that if you want to go back and listen to this show, it will be posted on Facebook. So all you got to do is click on the link, or hopefully I can get it up running so it'll be a watch party for you later on. But we're going to make sure it's available because we do on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, click on the Smith Way Production, and it'll take you to this show. Again, GoFundMe is not a retirement plan or a life insurance policy, part two. Now, the individuals are going to be joining me in support, my co-hosts, my experts, hails from the state of Georgia, surrounding Atlanta area. Our co-host, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. How you doing, Doc?
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm awesome, awesome, awesome. It's good. It's good. Good to have you on. Always good to have you on now. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. So we look forward to making
things. Thank you for learning some new information.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. Information that we can share with our listeners all over the world. All right, the other co-hosts, we have two others that they haven't hit the line yet, but this one has, and I appreciate it. She was sending a message, said that I was typing so fast I might have put the last digit one up where it should be on our call-in number, but as I call it out, hope the individual will make sure they hear it, and I'll do it several times. She hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing fantastic. Glad to have our listening audience with us tonight. Glad Dr. O is on tonight, and we are excited about part two of the information that will be brought tonight. We had an exciting part one. Now we're ready for part two. Great information, and we hope that our listening audience will find it very informative and helpful.
Awesome. Glad to have you on, Scarlett. Now, other two calls, but that other part of that father-daughter, and as I shared this weekend, that she's working, Lauren D. Smith, our millennium, she's working, and she don't get off to about 6:30 or 7, dealing with young students over in the Sky Camp at Alabama State University. So sometimes she's pushing it, sometimes she's trying to get here, but we're not going to hold it against her because, you know, in spirit, she's making an effort. That's Lauren D. Smith. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, so we're glad to have her. And the last young man, he's a millennial as well, coaches here in the Montgomery Public School System, but he's also have expertise on just plain old life issues because that's what this show is all about. That is Mr. Cameron Giver. And he joins us, and he's been here a couple of times before. We appreciate Cameron, but he hasn't come on the line yet, but I know he's on his way. So we look forward to having, again, an awesome show. Now, title, GoFundMe is not a retirement plan or life insurance policy. It's time to introduce our special guest. And so I'm glad to have an opportunity to have this young man on the show. Now, I can go back and said a long time ago, I met this young man a long time ago. As I worked as a principal, a coach, and several other things, he was working as a professional photographer, doing some things on his own. He's an entrepreneur, and I'm so glad to experience him because he helped us out a whole lot, and we appreciate him. He's hails from Montgomery, Alabama, and he's in the financial consulting services. I won't say, I'm going to let him tell you particularly what he's doing. None other than Mr. Ed Murray. How you doing, Ed?
Doing pretty good. Thank you, Dr. Smith, and thank you and your host for giving me this opportunity to come on and speak to you and your listening audience. Just to give you a brief overview of who I am, as you say, my name is Ed Murray. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. Yes, I am in the photography business. Just to tell you a brief story about me, back in 1987, I got into the insurance business to pursue the photography business, and it's like, I guess I'm coming full circle. I did insurance, started off, I know most of you and your listening audience familiar with the insurance man that carried that black book. Wore that big necktie, short sleeve shirt, and went and knocked on the door and went and collect your insurance premium. Well, that's how I got exposed to the insurance business, and outside of that, I did other things, photography business. I've been in the cleaning business. When I say cleaning, I opened up three cleaners here in Montgomery back in 2012, and also been in the real estate business, buying and selling property as well. But I've came full circle. Insurance is, I love people. I love talking to people. I love meeting new people. So the insurance business has changed over the 30 plus years since I've been in the business. And insurance has become very lucrative, and it is one of the fastest ways that a person can build wealth. And what I want to talk about, give you a general overview starting out, and if we have any questions, I don't like to just talk. I like to, dialogue with even you, Doc, and your host. So if y'all can chime in at any time. But one thing, yes, anybody have any questions or something? Did anyone say anything? Or we just listening?
No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. But one of the things about insurance that I found out, for as life insurance is concerned, most people, we think of life insurance, we think of when we pass away that my beneficiary will, I'm going to leave my beneficiary all this type of money. But insurance has changed, whereas you can use life insurance as a tax-free retirement. And most people, like when I talk to people about this, it's like, wow, you mean to tell me I can have a tax-free retirement through my life insurance policy? Yes, you can. And it is really good for a young person who's starting out in their career because they have time on their side. They don't have to put as much money because they have time, and we can show them how they can accumulate X amount of dollars over a period of years, and they can draw it without paying taxes on that money. There's ways you do that. I won't get into all the specifics tonight, but I'm just giving you a general overview. And you also have what we call living benefits. And most of these policies, like chronic illness, accelerated death benefits, meaning if they become terminal ill within 24 months, they can get up to, in most cases, 70% of their death benefits. And they are diagnosed as having a chronic illness, they can get a certain amount of their death benefits before they pass away. That's on the life insurance aspect. I am what you call a independent agent. I represent several different companies, and I look out for the best interest of the client. I'm not what you call a captive agent where they can only represent one company. I do life. I also do disability. I do health insurance and also do Medicare Advantage plan for the seniors. And we do accident as well and retirement plans too. So I am a, like I said, an independent agent, and whereas one doesn't fit for a particular person, we find a company or a plan that will fit, that is the best fit for them. Let's see what else I need to say. So, but right now my point of emphasis is disability insurance and health insurance. Health insurance is a major necessity for people who run small business, self-employed people, and we try to provide that as well as the life insurance for retirement and for those type of people. I am right now. I'm licensed, and last time I checked, I'm licensed in 6 different states. I can sell in 6 different states. And and also we do we can sell over the phone. That's how insurance has become so lucrative, where you can sell it face to face, or you can sell it over the phone through via internet or face to face. So that's just to give you a general overview of what I do. If anybody have any specific questions, I am. We're open to answer any questions that we have.
This is Ms. Black. What's the 6 states that you're licensed? Where are you licensed?
Right now, folks, the last time I checked, I was licensed in North Carolina, South Carolina, Missouri, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and, of course, Alabama. Alabama is my resident state. I used to be licensed in Georgia. Over in Atlanta, for some reason, I have to renew my license to just get them back because I have done business in Georgia. And Georgia is a good place to do business. From my experience, the people, they're more receptive to insurance, from my experience, versus in Alabama. It's a little tougher here in Alabama, if I must say. But for the most part, that's what I do. And let me just chime in on the just talk about the Medicare Advantage plan. That most people don't really understand that. People who are turning 65, people who are disabled, that's a program where if you are on Medicare Part A and B, which only covers 80% of your benefits or your medical, and you're stuck with the other 20%. Well, I believe in 2000, and under the Bush administration, they came up with this program called the Medicare Advantage Plan, where it will kind of help fill the gap. And people don't realize even if you are in good health and you decide to get a Medicare Advantage plan, you must get a drug plan. If you don't, you'll be penalized. And so I really suggest, I tell clients, okay, if you are not on drugs, just turning 65, you're in good health, I like to tell them to go ahead and just get a Medicare Advantage plan, where in most cases that you have a zero premium depending on what county you live in. And then most plans, they include drug plans at no cost. So these are some of the things that I've learned that most people don't understand. You know, they get bombarded with letters about Medicare Advantage plan. And they say, well, I already have Medicare. I don't need anything else. And I would say yes and no. You do, because Medicare Part A and B only covers 20%. So these are some of the things that I do as an independent insurance agent. And when it comes to determining what type of life insurance policy or the amount of coverage that a person needs, I like to sit down and build a good rapport with my client and get a feel. I'm not in this business just for the money. I love helping people. I've been over half of my life, this is all I've been doing, servicing people. So we do what we call a needs analysis to see what is it that you really need. What is your best fit? Because I have get calls all the time where people will call, hey, I need some life insurance. And they don't have a clue of what type of life insurance they need. But everybody does not need a whole life policy. And everybody does not need term policy. And the difference between term and whole life is, I always use this analogy when I'm talking about it, try to keep it simple. It's like when you're buying term, it's just like in the house. When you're buying whole life insurance, it's like buying a house where you build equity. And that's one of the simplest ways I explain it. But the only difference, term may cost a little less versus whole life, because you're accumulating cash value with a whole life policy. Any other questions?
Awesome. Just catch your breath right now, Ed.
Okay.
We're going to have questions for you, but the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Check us out. Give us a call. We're ready to talk with you. Ed, ready to talk with you. We're getting some feedback somewhere, so someone may need to mute their phone so we can make sure we're not getting that feedback. It's exciting to be able to have a young man on here sharing them thoughts with us. And, you know, we want to provide it for you. So Ed is providing you some information. So if you have some questions, use the call-in number, press 1. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And then after you press 1, make sure you listen for the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I will ask you to identify who you are, your location, and offer your comments and your questions. Okay. We're getting the feedback, so if we can get someone is need to kind of put it on mute.
Someone's TV is on.
So I can get that cleared up. Okay. All right. Ed, what we want to my question, I'm going to allow my team to ask some questions to that.
Okay.
You mentioned about people being able to have a write-off, a tax write-off. Can you explain a little bit more about that, dealing with insurance, determine what they're talking about, write-offs?
To my point, I'm not a tax expert, but in certain cases, sometimes your premiums can be pre-tax or deferred tax. It depends on the situation you're in. If you're working on a job, in most cases they are pre-tax. They take, and then in some cases they'll take your premiums out of your check. Mostly dealing with your health insurance, they'll take your premiums out of your pay without being taxed. When it comes to your health insurance, to my understanding. Now I do know this, that the way you do not have to pay taxes, you can use your life policy as a tax-free retirement. the way you do that is you loan yourself the money. And if you close your policy out, you would have to pay taxes on it. But if you keep your policy open and just say, well, I'm taking a loan each month, or however you want to set it up, you take a payment. It's just like giving yourself a loan. You don't have to pay any taxes on that. And there is also, you know, some people say, well, what if the money that I've accumulated, it runs out? Just say, for example, you just say a 20, let's say a 26-year-old young person takes out a policy where they're saving $200 a month until the age of, say, 65. And we can run numbers, but I'm just using an example, which is hypothetically. And just say, for example, when they turn 65 or 70, they may have, based on the interest rate, just say they may have $80,000 in there. In their cash value in their policy. Well, if they say, well, I want to draw, I'm just saying $2,000 to $3,000 a month off my policy. Where if you draw that, if you take it out each month, you will not, as long as you keep your policy open, you do not have to pay any taxes on that. But if you took the whole lump sum out and just closed the policy out, you would have to pay taxes on it. So what I do, I advise people, if you want to set that up, you just draw. You can either draw however you want, a monthly basis or twice a year. You draw it out. It's just like giving yourself a loan. And they also have what we call guaranteed income riders, where if you run out of funds, you still will be guaranteed the monthly, whatever you decide to draw out on a monthly basis or twice a year, you'll be guaranteed that for life. So these are some of the things that people are using now to build a secure retirement, because right now, majority of people who works, their retirement is tied to the stock market, and the stock market fluctuates. You can lose heavy, and you can gain, but with we call this a flex IUL policy, you guarantee not to lose. You may go down to zero. You may not gain nothing for that particular year, but you don't lose. And they have normally a cap. I think the last time I looked, one of the companies I looked at, they normally paying about 6% on your money. And after 5 years, you can use your money. You know, it's better than putting it in a bank, you know. You know, you can call your agent up and say, hey, five, you know, you can look at it, because you have an illustration of how much money you are projected to accumulate over a certain period of time, and based on the numbers. And you can go in and you can call your agent and say, hey, I want to use this money to help fund my kids' college funds. A lot of people use it to help fund their kids' college. If you accumulate enough cash, you can borrow it and put a down payment on a house. So insurance is very lucrative now. I try to educate people, because most of the people in the past, when they thought about insurance, they should think about when I pass away. But insurance is not, it's lucrative. You can use it to build your wealth and build peace of mind, I like to say.
Awesome. You know, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. We'll let him catch his breath again. And as he catches his breath, we have a promo that we have to pay for advertising purpose. And, you know, that's one thing about it. We need to advertise. We need the people to be interested in what we're doing. So catch your breath, Ed, and we'll come back, and the team will ask some more questions. and we'll move forward to getting more knowledge, okay?
This is my cousin. Man, y'all know me. It's DJ Big Ox, baby. I'm calling all my people to come celebrate with your boy. This Friday, June 21st, it's the birthday celebration for DJ Big Ox.
Yeah, that's me, baby.
At Brian's Wings. It's absolutely free for everybody. That's right, it's free all night long. But you better get there early. Parking and seating is always limited for Friday Night Live. That's Brian's Wings this Friday night. That's 3133 Bell Road in Montgomery. 7 p.m. until with DJ Big Ox.
Awesome, awesome. And that's the Big Ox production. He's been playing a major part in what we're trying to do here, so check him out. He has a free party on Friday night at Brin's Wing, and it's from 7. You know, it's free. You come in, and he also have food and drinks for you up to a certain time, and he looks to have a ball. That's the Big Ox production. Now, let's get back to our guest, Ms. Murray. We're going to allow our team to ask questions at this time.
Okay.
Scarlett, Dr. Smith, you have a question. You have this opportunity to ask it as he catches breath right now.
I think that I was kind of, I'm hoping I understood that the policy, this flex policy that you're talking about, folks can draw on that, on their insurance, that type of policy. But at the end of life, you're saying that money is still guaranteed there? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, what I'm saying is, there is what we call, just say, for example, whatever funds you have in there, just in case the funds does not run out, you can get what we call a guaranteed income write-off. Say, for example, I'm just using this as an example, where you say, well, Mr. Murray, at some point I want to get, I'm just saying $2,000 a month, and I would say, and you can do this at any time after you take out your policy. And I said, well, you can put a guaranteed income rider, meaning you will be guaranteed the $2,000 per month, regardless whether the funds runs out or not. Whether you run out of funds or not, you still will be guaranteed those $2,000 a month as long as you are living. And in most cases with these Flex IUL, just say, for example, if you took out a policy that is $100,000 over the period of years, your cash value builds up to, and there again, I'm just throwing numbers, say it builds up to $40,000 over a certain period of years, that means your death benefit increases from $100,000 to $140,000.
$40,000.
Yes. And, and then you can borrow your money after 5 years. You can go in and get your money, whatever you have accumulated into that policy. You can take it out. Only thing is, I advise people not to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you close it out, you're going to have to pay taxes. But if you borrow it, and one good thing about this, about these policies that people may or may not know, just say, for example, you got $40,000 in your policy, and you say, Mr. Murray, I want to borrow $10,000 out of my policy. Well, you take that 10 out, the insurance policy is still going to pay you interest like you still have the total $40,000 in there. Even though you took it, you've taken the 10 out, it's still going to pay you the interest. Say if your interest rate is, I think, last time I checked, it's like at 6%. So if you had 40, you took 10 out, and you only have 30 in there, it's going to pay you the interest on your money like you have $40,000 in there. And these policy does have, living benefits, chronic and critical illness benefits. Critical, if you was, had a heart attack, stroke, it's going to pay you X amount of dollars. And all of this is illustrated. We send out an illustration. The way I do it is basically, in most cases, I ask a client or we do a needs analysis to see how much they can fit in their budget.
And if they say, well, I can only, we determine they can only put in $200 a month, set aside $200 a month in their budget, I'll take those $200 and I'll run the numbers. And there is underwriting, because it is a life insurance policy. There are health questions that are asked on this type of policy. Now, there are some type of policies there is no underwriting that you don't have to. There's, you know, very limited questions that you ask, but that is determined on the amount of the policy and what type of the policy it is. But this particular policy, the Flex policy, there are underwriting questions that needs to be asked. And
I know that there are these commercials on SelectQuote, and your business is a full service business because you're doing the life, the health. I think I heard you say auto also.
Say that again now.
Auto, are you doing auto insurance?
No. I don't do
No,
auto.
Just the health and the life?
I do health and life insurance and disability.
Disability, that's what it was, yeah.
Which is all under the umbrella of life and health.
Right.
And, yes, and that's, disability is you know, people don't realize what is the most important thing that a person needs to protect when they started out working. Income, and that's where your disability insurance come in at. I do short term and long term disability, and you're guaranteed with the long term up until, with one of the companies that I represent, up until age 65, and guaranteed renewable up until age 65, and that is very lucrative, especially for white collar workers, folks like doctors, lawyers, therapists, you know, self-employed people who are making six figures and above. Because in most cases, when you're dealing with just your blue collars, like most people, when we think about disability insurance, we think about Aflac. Well, in most cases, they're only going to pay up to a certain amount of your income, you know, but the percentage is up. You pay up to 60%, but you have a cap on how much you're going to get. A doctor who makes $400,000 a year, Aflac disability policy won't do him any justice, because they're going to cap out at a certain amount, whereas I like to use the word white collar disability insurance that caters to that. And there are several companies out there that do that. I happen to represent one. I won't give the name out over the air, but we cater to people, like I say, your doctors, your lawyers, your people who are making six figure income, who are self employed.
The high income bracket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So, and that's one of the most important things, because if you get disabled, you can't go to work, or if you're sick or can't do anything, you want to have something to cover that income. Even if you are married, if you're sick, I mean, if you're used to two incomes coming into your household, you want to have something to supplement that income to lift the burden off your spouse. So these are some of the things that over the course of the years that I learned, and, you know, that needs to be brought to people's attention. Because when you say you're an insurance agent, most people think of, okay, from my previous experience, most people think about, I have enough insurance, or I don't want to leave nobody rich when I pass away. But insurance is so complex. It's not about leaving nobody nothing. You can use it to build wealth as well.
Awesome, man. I tell you, you can be a part of this as well. That's 347-857-4192. Give us a call. Press 1 if you have a question, or you just want to listen to the show. But press 1 and identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and actually give us your name and location. And if you got a question or comment, you have this opportunity as well. Are there any other questions from the team that you want to ask Mr. Murray before I come back with my next question?
Yeah, I have some more, but I wanted Dr. O to go ahead and maybe she may have some questions. I'll wait.
Hmm?
No, I'm listening. Go on with your question.
Doc, you want me to go on or you want to go on?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
That's one end of the spectrum. And I guess the my concern would be for our listening audience, for those who are on the other end of the spectrum, underinsured, no insurance, how would you advise someone that might be in that category?
Well, I deal with those all the time as well. I'm glad you mentioned that. But we like to say people who are underinsured or no insurance. I call those the terminology final expense people. That we do have policies for people as long as they're we can insure them up until age 85. And and if they don't have AIDS or in a nursing home, pretty much we, in most cases, we can write them something. We have what we call a graded death benefit policy, whereas this policy would pay a certain amount if they die, like in the first year, they'll get paid their premiums that they put in plus 10%. The second year, they get paid all of their premiums plus 20%. And the third year, they get paid whatever their face amount value on a graded death benefit. In most cases, in order to qualify for a graded death benefit, you have some serious health issues. And there are companies out here, like I said, I represent several companies, what we know as final expense companies. Back in the day, 30 years ago, most people knew it, and they called it burial insurance, but now it's called final expense.
Yes.
Just enough to cover your funeral expenses. So I deal with that pretty much on a daily basis, dealing with people. And you'd be surprised. There are a lot of people who do not have any type of insurance. And then there are some people that I do run across that has I like to say the upscale insurance, the policy that we talked about, but they just want something to cover their funeral expenses. And so we do we can do a final expense. And you can write a policy as low as you can sell them as low as $2,000. It depends on whatever a person can afford, but your average funeral is going to cost you decent funeral about $7,000 to $8,000, and I think Social Security only pay you about $255 towards a funeral. So it's imperative that if you don't have anything, you can get your final expense policy. And there are several companies out of here that I deal with that will write you, go through underwriting, and you. You also, most people don't realize you can get what we call a 20-pay life policy, meaning you can pay it up, and it'll be paid up until you don't have to pay any more premiums after a certain amount of years, and it will cover your final expense. And we also have those as well. So
it's important,
yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. I think most of us who are on this phone have been to funerals and situations where people are trying to scrape money up, to put their loved ones away,
Yes.
And it really puts a burden on a family. Just went to one recently of a former employee of mine, and, they had to go for cremation because they thought that, was cheaper. And even that became a financial burden where, we had to, do what we can to help. I guess the value of insurance, I know you're in the business, but, just from a practical point of view, why is it important for people to be insured?
Well, I like to say peace of mind. I mean, you think about it. It's mandatory that you put insurance on your car, your house. You can't purchase a home without insurance. And you can't purchase a car pretty much unless you have insurance. So what is the most valuable thing to a person? It should be their life. I mean, you know, don't think about when you pass away, especially young people. I'll tell young people this. Listen, if you just set aside, you know, you're putting your money in a bank. A bank probably paying less than 1% in a savings. Put some away. I'm not saying don't put it all in a bank. Put some in an insurance policy. Over time, over a period of years, the interest that grows, that you accumulate, you can use that money for your kids' college fund. You can use it for a down payment on a house at some point when you decide to go buy a house. So these are some of the things you can use insurance for. And, I had a client, I just want to tell you this story. I had a client I wrote 2 years ago. He was an elderly guy. And I never forget, it was in July. I think it was July. It was hot. I wrote him on his girlfriend's front porch. He said, I'm going to live forever. You know, he said, I don't plan on leaving this world. I'm going to live forever. Well, come to find out, he passed away. He passed away here in March. And I get a phone call from his sister. She called me, and she didn't know whether the policy was still active. So I called and I checked on the policy, and I told her the policy was active. I mean, he kept the policy current and gave her the policy number, and I think she was the beneficiary. Well, that's the peace of mind I'm talking about, because when I told her that he kept the policy up and the policy was active and they're going to pay you, she felt relieved because they didn't realize how they was going to pay for the funeral. And she thanked me so much for that. And because I reached out to him through a lead that I got, I called and I made an appointment to go see him. And I sold him, and I felt good that he kept his policy up. And, that they was able to have something to set aside. And his sister lived in Atlanta, Georgia, but this was here in Montgomery. So this is what I mean, because as you stated earlier, too many people, and I hear on the radio what people raising money for insurance, you know, to pay for this person, pay for that person. So that's why it's so important to have insurance. We, like I said, we even insure our telephone. When you would go in these stores to buy a phone, we insure those. So why not? What is most important? I think our lives are more important than any other thing. So,
yes, sir.
So that's the reason why I look at. That's why. That's the reason. You know, I like to say, peace of mind. I tell people, you know, we pay for peace. You don't have peace of mind, you have to pay for that. So that's why it's important to. Have some type of insurance, I would think. And if you can't afford a whole life policy, you can get, in most cases, you can get a term policy. It does not bill any cash value, but you have a policy where it can help in case something does happen to you. It will pay your beneficiary. And normally, the rule of thumb is if you're going to, term insurance is for a family just starting out with a family. They want to have coverage to cover their investments in case something happened to them in their early years. And without spending a whole lot of money, you want to get term insurance. Okay? And,
that's awesome.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
That's awesome. Let me say this. If you would offer some information to our young people, because a lot of time our young people don't even understand that they need to get some kind of policy, even if they're sitting in college and they got a job Can you just kind of share whatever pitch you would share with them?
For a person, just say either a person and has a steady income, or a young person, I would like to sell them a Flex IUL because the policy can not only be used for their protection if they can't afford but $25 a month. I wrote a young man who is 26, $25 a month. That's what it's going to cost them. And the younger you are, it's easier for the policy to go through underwriting because a young person don't have health, in most cases, do not have health issues as a person who is of age, you know, because when you get up in age, in most cases, doctor's going to put you on some type of medication, whether it's cholesterol, high blood pressure, some type of medicine. But a younger person who's starting out, who just started a career, I would advise them to get a Flex IUL policy because they can use that policy to cover their life. Also, the premium, the younger you are, the less it's going to cost you because you got time on your side and you're going to accumulate a nice substantial cash value over the period of years. And if you're young, you want to buy a house 10, 12 years down the road, you need a down payment, you can go pull that money and use it for a down payment. Or if you have kids, you may want to use it to help fund their college. You can use it for that, but you still have your protection. And as long as you pay your premium, keep the policy in force, your premium never change. It stays the same, and you still have the same amount of coverage. So if, a young man or young woman who's in their mid to late 20s or even 30s took out a policy, and just say, for example, the policy that they took out, the premium, just say $45 a month, and just say it was, I'm just throwing numbers, just say it was $60,000 or $70,000. Well, as long as they pay them $45 a month, they will be, they'll have that $60,000 worth of coverage. And as the cash value builds in that policy, and if they do not touch that cash value, that will be added to the face amount of the policy over a period of years. As long as they continue to pay that $45 a month, the premium never changes. And on the Flex IUL, the face amount will increase as long as they don't touch the cash value. So the rule of thumb is the younger you are, it is best for you to, I like to say, get something where you can have some permanent. And then as their life changes, you can add to it. You can always go out and take out another policy because things happen. People get married, coverage, you need more coverage. You have children, you want to put coverage on your children, and things of that nature. But if you're young and you start out, just you can have that one policy as a base. You know, instead of saving all your money in the bank, you like to diversify and put some in your insurance policy. And keep in mind, after 5 years, you can go in and get your money. You can borrow your money. And
awesome.
That's what I suggest for younger people. If they can't afford it, they have a family. Like I said, after we do the niche analysis, you know, we may tell them, okay, get some term, get a smaller amount of small face amount on the either the whole life or the Flex IUL, where it's accumulating cash. But get you a term policy to cover your investments, your overall investments. Like if you're married and you have have some children, and you are the breadwinner in the family, and you want to, in case something, God forbid, in case something happens to you, you have enough coverage to leave your spouse with a substantial amount of income or money where she can just pick up the pieces and move on. So, but each case is different. You would have to do a needs analysis on different, you know, with each individual, because there is no one fit for all. If it was, it would be a whole lot simple. You know, it's just like going to the grocery store, pulling it off the shelf. But it's not that simple. So, you know, a good agent will sit down and do a needs analysis, find out what his client really needs, and not going in there trying to sell just to make a big commission. You know, and I'm not that type of person.
Awesome. I tell you, Ed, you did a wonderful job tonight. We're at the end of the hour. We got about 4 minutes.
Wow.
If you want to leave some information, contact information, so our listeners can contact you, and maybe you can work with them, set them up right,
yes,
to have this opportunity now. Yes.
Well, yeah, Doc, let me say this first. I want to thank you and your hosts for allowing me this opportunity to come on and just talk. And if anybody want to reach me, they can do so. My number is 334-612-1094. That's 334-612-1094. Or you can go to my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. It's Ed Murray's Photography, but I do have my business line under my information at 334-288-8902. Once again, that's 334-288-8902. So you can reach me at both numbers anytime, and I am more than willing to sit down with any individual or either answer any questions that they may have, you know, specifically pertaining to them. Well, we can run numbers. And once again, Doc, I just want to thank you for this opportunity.
Man, thank you, Ed, for allowing us to have you here to share that information. And, you know, we have an hour. We try to work an hour. You've done a wonderful job. And we will make sure we post that information, how they can link up with you on Facebook, also your contact information. Again, thank you so much. Now, I have
thank
my
you.
Co-host. You're welcome, brother. My co-host, if y'all have any final words you want to say before we get ready to close this out, Scarlett, as well as Dr. Oak.
I just want to thank Mr. Murray for coming on tonight. I appreciate the information. It was quite valuable. And I hope that our listeners would take his information in. We didn't have any call-ins, but that they would take the information and maybe give him a call for other questions and services.
I concur. I think Mr. Murray, you did a great job, excellent
thank you,
job, and we're glad that you were with our part two tonight, because on this show we do real talk about, as Doc says, you know, real issues that affect us as people. We don't wait for someone to come in to do it for us, like the white horse, the charger on the white horse. We have to be self-sufficient, informed, and you've given us information tonight. We hope that our listeners have gained a lot from it. We have some great listeners and very astute, intelligent listeners who join us each week, every other week on this show, and on every other Tuesday on the other show. So we thank you for listening tonight, and we're so glad that Mr. Murray shared great information with us. And you can get these policies, from what he's saying, very economical, $25 a month. Put in an automatic, let it be drafted out of your account automatically. You won't ever miss it. And just let it build. Become self-sufficient, informed, and engaged and empowered.
Awesome. Thank you, Charlie, so much. Again, Ed, we appreciate you again. And we will be in contact with one another and make sure I get that out. I'll have it posted on Facebook. This interview that we had tonight from Blog Talk Radio, they got several ways to go to it, but we always have an awesome time. This is a vessel to get the news out. It is a way to get things out. We bring individuals on to share information. This is part two. We'll probably have a part three. We're not going to get away from getting you the information. Talking Real to You is here for you, the listeners in 14 countries, including the United States of America. So we're heard all over the world, and we're so glad to be that Blog Talk radio show that provides that for everybody all over the world. Again, we're at the end. We had an awesome show. And again, like I said, I appreciate Mr. Murray. He did an awesome job. It's just time to close. The hashtag is keep on grinding. That's what it's all about. We've got these shows that we're going to be grinding and grinding and grinding. And on next Tuesday, we will have a Dr. Lowe show, and we'll make sure we talk about some real relationship issues as well, and we'll move forward with that as well. But again, the other hashtag is communicate for understanding, and we want you to be a part of it. We want to make sure you when you're listening, you can dialogue back with us, and that's what we do through talking with you. But we're at the end of ours. And I always tell everybody as we close this show, I'm going to play something that being blessed is more important than anything in the world, but you have to get your life in order, and God will continue to bless you. And my thing is, I love you.
Death
and
life
awesome
are in the power of the tongue.
So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You
might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Speak life.
Oh, 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 oh.
You can depend on God.
You can depend
Bishop riding on that airplane that day.
My.
I thought about everything you've been through.
Yeah.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution? God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God change. Woo! Yeah.
I pray for you.
Oh. And you pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
You just get on your lunch break, would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? I'll pray for you.